In July, Wyoming enters the world of adventure racing when the state hosts the Cameco and City of Casper Cowboy Tough Adventure Race. It's a 3.5-day race across the state that begins on July 18th and runs until the 21st. The race covers over 300 miles and involves trekking, mountain biking, road biking, paddling, ropes, and other team challenges. Teams consist of 2 to 4 people who generally get very little sleep. While it includes serious racers, there will also be citizen events. Race director Mike Spiller of Rev 3 Adventure says it is a physically challenging event.
We plan out a small scavenger hunt or a large scavenger hunt where you have different challenges across a region, and your goal is to find different checkpoints, accomplish these challenges, and make it to the finish line in a set period of time.
And I understand this is sort of top secret, but give me a sense of what Wyoming's race is going to look like.
Well, Wyoming being such a large state, what we want to do is highlight all the different regions of the state. So what I can tell you is every year for the next 5 years, we plan on finishing in Casper and starting in a different region. This year's race will start actually in the Cheyenne area, and then from Cheyenne, you'll begin into Casper, and that's where the secrets come into play, is we are designing a 3.5-day race and highlighting a lot of the history within the state and a lot of the recreational areas within the state to get you up to Casper.
So you'll be racing through the recreational areas, perhaps over mountains, things like that?
Yeah, you'll be going through state parks, national forest, bodies of water. So during the race, you will be there'll be a ropes course, so a rappel will come in play, several mountain biking courses, trekking in different regions of the state. And then, like I said, we'll be highlighting history. So there'll be different challenges, and some of those are based on the history of the state, or because it is the Cowboy Tough, it'll be some type of cowboy challenge.
Now, this will be a 3 or 4 day race?
Yeah, this year and for the next 4 years, it'll be a 3.5-day race. So we lay out a course that an average person can hit the mandatory points in 3.5-day race in that time period, but we'll also be laying out a course that will challenge the elite racers across the world. So they'll come to Wyoming to try to get as many points as possible in 3.5 days. And then year five, it'll be a 5 to 7 day race. So it'll be a supported race where we're going to hit all the previous 4 years.
Now, explain this. So you talked about points. There are other events like this going on all the time?
Yeah, this race is actually a national qualifier. There's 3 different governing bodies within the adventure racing community. There's United States Adventure Racing Association, North American Adventure Racing Series, and Checkpoint Tracker. So by anybody racing in this event, they will qualify for all 3 of those national championships.
What kind of training goes into something like this?
Well, there's not really any professional adventure racers. We're all hobbyists and really enjoy the outdoors. So if you want to compete, you know, on the national level, you're spending a lot of time mountain biking, paddling, and running in the mountains or trekking.
Let's talk about a couple of events connected with this. You've got some, first off, the Family Health and Fitness Outdoor Expo.
Yeah, what we wanted to do is when we come in town, it's almost like the circus coming to town. We bring a lot of infrastructure, and our focus has always been getting families active outdoor. So one of the components that comes with us with this type of race weekend is a Family Health and Outdoor Expo. And that'll take place at Mike Lansing Field in Casper. And during the day, there's going to be free clinics on Saturday of the race weekend, where there might be demonstrations on CrossFit, discussions on nutrition, a yoga seminar, something on fly fishing to highlight the outdoors, mountain biking, paddling. So a different clinic every half hour starting at noon and going until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll also have exhibitors out there throughout the day so you can learn more about what you can do here within the state of Wyoming. So we'll have some tourist organizations out there. I believe the National Guard will also have an exhibit there at the expo.
You've got some other events that people can participate in?
We have a glow run on Friday night where racers get a shirt that glows in the dark. They get a glow object. Post-race, we'll be playing a movie outdoors, and that's sponsored by the Wyoming Medical Center. On Saturday, we're highlighting the town of Casper through an urban challenge, mini version of Amazing Race, where you have to maybe go to some of the museums and find something, or maybe go down through the rapids at Tate Pump House and go through one set of rapid on the inner tube, one of the 2 or 3 teammates that you have on the team. So it's a series of challenges throughout the city with you and your friends or coworkers to do. And then on Sunday, we have the Family Adventure Race. It's an hour scavenger hunt around Mike Lansing Field where you might have to make a certain couple shots in the Frisbee golf course, and somebody will be getting wet on that course as well, find a few checkpoints, and once again, a mini version just for the family. So we start with the expedition racers. We have the fun event with the glow race out at night. Saturdays, you and your coworker or teenage kids, and then on Sunday, it's you and the family out experiencing a mini adventure.
Will people get a chance to see any of this, the race events, when the big guys come?
Oh, yeah. That finishes on Sunday. We've timed the finish so that they finish when the family adventure racers cross the finish line as well. As people come out over the weekend, they'll hear about the different activities that are taking place, and we welcome anybody to come down and watch the finish. These people have been racing for 3.5 days, and the final leg of their race is they're going down through the rapids at Tate's Pump House on kickboards, and then they have to make it the last mile and a half to the finish line carrying their kickboards and crossing after 3.5 days of racing. So the family racers will be finishing at the same time, and our plan is to have a big outdoor cowboy cookout for both the family adventure racers and the expedition racers at that time.
Rev3adventure.com is where people can learn more about this?
That's correct. Or you can go to Google and type in Cowboy Tough Adventure Race, and we'll be the first thing that pops up for you.
Mike Spiller, a pleasure. Thank you for coming in.
Great. Thanks for your time.